This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now, on to Today on Twitter, where we're talking about Boris Johnson because hashtag Partygate is trending.
Yes. So I think actually it's been hard to escape the story. It's been everywhere for a while now. Boris Johnson trapped in an increasing web of parties that he attended over the last few years of pretty intense lockdowns in the United Kingdom. This most recent one, I think, has been especially egregious because basically a tweeted letter from the Prime Minister thanking a seven-year-old for postponing her birthday party until we have sent coronavirus packing has resurfaced after reports that he basically had his own birthday party during the first lockdown, reportedly on the 10th of June 2020, when households mixing indoors was actually still banned. Carrie Johnson, his wife, helped to organize this surprise get together, and it was attended by up to 30 guests. If you're wondering what kind of party is held during a lockdown for the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, attendees enjoyed M&S picnic meals and a Union Jack cake.
That sounds festive.
Does it?
For Boris Johnson, yes. Not a very festive looking person, is he? I did want to say that, you know, Malaysians complaining about antara dua darjat doesn't just happen here, you guys. Boris's camp and his people have responded. So basically, Number 10 has said that it wasn't a party. It was just a group of staff that were gathered briefly in the cabinet room after a meeting, wishing Johnson a happy birthday, and that he was there for less than 10 minutes. But I mean, come on, a letter to a kid telling them to postpone their birthday party and then having a party of his own, that's rich.
I think the other thing that I have questions about is at what point, or rather, how inventive has Boris Johnson been in stretching the parameters of what is considered work? Because, like we said, this is not the first time this accusation has come up. And in fact, in the last few weeks, there have been several. And the excuses have pretty much echoed around, it was at 10 Downing Street. Yes, I live there. Yes, yes, technically you can have parties. But I was at work, for goodness sake. So, you know, there was a photo that showed the Prime Minister previously and his staff with bottles of wine and a cheese board in Downing Street Garden. He said those people were at work talking about work. There was also a pre-planned BYOB party. Invitations went out to like 100 people. He joined apparently again for a short period of time. And though he has apologized, this one he actually admitted to attending. He did apologize for it, but he also said it was a work event. So this repeated insistence that various parties involving imbibements and fancy cheeses workplace dues. I don't know.
I mean, I suppose you could argue that that is his place of work, but yeah, it's. I think it just sends the wrong kind of message, and particularly coming from an administration that has sent such mixed messages about the pandemic and, you know, mask mandates and all of these things. I just think it's such a bad time for these sorts of, I suppose you can call them public displays, or rather displays that were then made public. So if you look at the tweets, I mean, they're really, it's absolutely that same tone, right? We have Tristan who says, a woman prosecuted for breaking lockdown rules told a court that she had inadvertently attended an illegal gathering. It was not intentional. I didn't realize there would be others present. She was convicted and fined £250.
Actually, this has been a theme coming through loud and strong. In fact, there has been another gentleman who I believe paid the same fine or something like 300 and is now planning to try to get that reversed. Not because he thinks that he didn't do anything wrong, but because he cannot comprehend why it is that I think the fundamental unfairness of it really gets to people. So we have, let's see, other things. Diane Abbott saying during lockdown, police fined thousands of people for breaking the rules, but the police officers at Number 10 seem to have ignored what was going on under their nose. We also have this from, let's see, the judge saying, the Prime Minister wrote a letter to a seven-year-old telling her she was right not to have a birthday party. A child knew the rules, but not the party minister.
I like this one from Luna Perla, who says, Boris Johnson had a birthday party in June 2020 when the rest of us were in lockdown. Of course he did. He wanted to have his cake and eat it.
You know, have his cake and eat it. Let them eat cake. Mm-hmm. These are all the kinds of sayings that, thank goodness, historical figures saw fit to leave us with, because now is the time to use it.
And cake can be very pointed, apparently. Let us know what you think. We're talking about the fact that hashtag Partygate is trending in relation to Boris Johnson after pictures of him having a birthday party were made public. Should leaders step down when they're caught out this way? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bruce Freddie Morrissey, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:53. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And, well, perhaps quite appropriately for that song leading us into it, on today on Twitter, we were discussing Boris Johnson, hashtag Partygate, and the fact that pictures have surfaced of him having a birthday party in lockdown. And so we've been asking you for your thoughts on that. Do keep them coming. We do have this from Maggie on Bojo.
Well, Maggie simply says, Bojo, what's sauce for the goose is also sauce for the gander, old chap. And I think, that's very much been the tone. I love the mentioning of another form of food, because you could also say his goose is cooked, which is what people are thinking might be happening. But so far, the man is holding strong because, for goodness sake, he was at work.
All these food puns, I love it. Yes, if you have more, do keep them coming. I know we have some listeners who love sharing puns with us. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.